Okay, we're on episode 2 of this mini-series. Imagine being denied a loan because an algorithm misread your risk profile, or being wrongfully detained because of biased facial recognition software. These scenarios are not theoretical. They're happening right now. In this episode, we'll delve into the systemic risks posed by AI, from discrimination and misinformation to surveillance concerns. We'll uncover the critical issues that we must address to ensure that AI serves humanity's best interests. Although, a quick aside, everyone who enslaves anyone or anything is impacted negatively by that relationship. We do not want to create a non-breathing subset of humanity that we can use and abuse because it has no feelings. We would lose ourselves in that process. So that's very important, and we built that into our axiomatic system that we'll propose later. So, bias and discrimination. AI systems, when trained on biased data, replicate and even amplify societal inequalities. Take the example of the Compass algorithm used in criminal justice. Studies revealed that it unfairly labeled black defendants as higher risk for reoffending compared to white defendants with similar records. My whole citation list will be available in the accompanying blog post. Misinformation amplification. AI-driven systems, like social media algorithms, prioritize engagement over accuracy, creating echo chambers and spreading misinformation at unprecedented scales. The risk of deep fakes further erodes trust, making it harder to distinguish truth from fabrication. Surveillance concerns. Facial recognition technologies increasingly used by law enforcement and private companies raise significant privacy issues in authoritarian regimes. These tools have been weaponized for mass surveillance and suppression of dissent. Even in democracies, the lack of oversight poses risks to civil liberties. AI often operates as a black box, making decisions that even its creators struggle to explain. This lack of transparency undermines accountability. For instance, in healthcare, all systems have been deployed to prioritize patient treatments, yet clinicians are often unable to understand the rationale behind AI-generated recommendations. If we cannot explain AI's decisions, how can we trust them? Transparency isn't just a technical challenge, it's an ethical imperative. Here are some actionable steps to address these risks. Mandatory transparency reports. All developers should be required to publish transparency reports detailing how their systems make decisions and the data that those systems are trained on. Independent ethics boards. Establish independent ethics boards to oversee the deployment of high-stakes AI systems, ensuring that they adhere to established ethical guidelines. Open data sets for auditing. Encourage the use of publicly accessible data sets for training and validation. This would allow external audits to identify and mitigate bias before deployment. Transparency is a cornerstone of my own collaboration with AI. The insights and outputs that we produce are guided by clear goals and accountability. This model isn't just practical. It's necessary for building trust in AI. Unchecked risks in AI don't just harm individuals, they erode societal trust. The issues that we've discussed today require urgent attention and collective action. Next time, we'll explore how democratizing AI could bring about bold solutions to these challenges and possibly encourage the introduction of a new paradigm here in the United States of America. Join me as we continue to navigate the complexities of AI ethics and uncover what it takes to align technology with humanity's highest ideals. And as always, embrace the extraordinary.